Church of God International. I'm sitting right here in one of the apartments of the great church here in the United States of America, precisely Philadelphia Avenue, Maryland, USA. I want to appreciate God for who He is. God is good. The album you are watching is titled Osamagwe. God is so good. If He has not shown you His love, please open up your heart. Over here, we are going to appreciate Him for His goodness. And I want to let you know that God is good. If you believe with me that God is good, can you wave your hands and shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
He is good. I encourage you to serve Him, because in Him there is no shadow of turning. He's such a good God. So we cannot help but praise His name. Are you joining us to praise Him? The saints all over the world are praising Him. Even right here in the States, people are praising Him, Nigeria, Africa, all over. So God is good. He alone deserves the glory and praise. No man, no woman, no individual can take the glory to His of ourselves. All the glory belongs to God. So this is the album. Relax. Praise God for that problem. Praise God for that challenge. I promise you, before you know it, that problem will grow wings and fly away from your life.
Amen.
You are the next to be celebrated.
Amen.
Keep on following Jesus. He will never let you down. God bless you. Amen.
glamorous. What's the secret?
Dr. Jesus.
Now, do you know one sister Naomi?
Well, to me, she's Mama Nay.
Now, who is she?
Now, what for a woman like that? When she's rapping in the Holy Ghost music style, here they catch me. Sometimes the whole thing they be where I just won't knock my glasses like this.
No matter, where are you based? Where are you?
Well, I live in the United States of America.
Okay.
And I am known by Toy Ganzi. Under Toy Ganzi Entertainment.
That's beautiful.
Number one MC.
Okay.
That's right.
And what do you say to Mama Naomi?
Mama Naomi, all I want you to know is that we are happy you visited Jesus House, D.C.
Amen.
Because this is where the praise is high. And the worship is intense.
Amen.
This is where we maximize our potential.
Okay.
And we are glad you came.
Thank you very much,
love
Mama.
You, Mama,
I love you too.
See you in the
bye.
Lazarus, I want him who with you. Walk in on your ear, Osa Oligari. omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. Olagbe Baba.
Yeah. that I may know him,
that I may know him,
and the power of his resurrection,
and the power of his resurrection,
and the fellowship of his suffering,
and the fellowship of his sufferings,
be made conformable unto his death.
Be made conformable unto his death. Somebody said that I may know him. The reason a lot of people are telling today is that when they're in church, they think that is all. You can be in church and death, you are not in Christ. Is it that for somebody? But death is not. You see a lot of people moving from one church to the other for fellowship. Some go to church because they want to go and show up their new clothes. Some go to church because that is what is ready. Some go to church because their mates are going to church. Some go to church because they want to be known. It does not matter the position you occupy in the body of Christ. What makes a difference in your life is not your coming to church. It's not my coming to church. What makes a difference in my life as a Christian is that I know him. Do you know God? To know that God is the Almighty, is the sovereign God. And He has given us a book, which is the Holy Bible. In the Old Testament, God wrote the world by Himself. And in the New Testament, Jesus Christ came to take the Ten Commandments to do. In the Old Testament, God gave us 10 commandments. Thou shalt not, all things. But when you love them, it's on the hand you do. Love the Lord the God with all your heart, with all your soul, and your neighbor as thyself. Amen. He just came and did miracles. Today is the miracle. A lot of people were following Jesus. In the Old Testament, so in the time he was walking the surface of the earth because of the bread. But yet, their eyes were blinded. May your eyes not be blinded to Jesus.
Yeah.
They didn't know who Jesus was. It is still happening today. A lot of us are coming to church because there's a miracle in church. Because the man is bringing your phone number, if you go to the house and rest, you say the man has fire. You may be deceived. You may be very wrong. Those people that are coming to Jesus because of the prayer and the preach, he don't get any testimony. Hallelujah. Ask yourself, do I know God? If you know God, you will serve Him. You will love Him and you will obey Him. It is only those people who knew Jesus that will see something beautiful from Him. Amen. Let's read the book of John chapter 9.
15.
Yes, sir.
Then again, the Pharisees also asked him.
The Pharisees, the elders of the church, asked this man. This man was not blind.
How
did he ask this man? Today, a lot of people are blind. But they are in church. Their eyes are not able to know God. That is why they remain where they are. It is the will of God for you to move forward. It is the will of God for the promises of God to come to pass in my life and in your life. If you are waiting for that promise, say, I receive in Jesus' name. But I want to let you know that man cannot get what he does not have. You cannot give what he does not have. You don't have 10,000. Somebody is asking you to give 10,000. Is it possible? If you don't know God, you cannot receive from Him. This man was born blind. His parents were Christians. They were the original Jews, but yet he was blind. We look at the physical blindness, but today we don't want us to look at it from the spiritual angle. A lot of people are in church. They are so short-sighted. They don't know God. They don't know His power. Yes, sir, continue.
How we are to receive His service.
If I didn't ever see him, you said you can ask him. You are going to become born again. Something is happening in your life. May we begin to ask you, how did you do it? not know who God is. And that same God until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Jesus Christ said, it is expedient that I should go away. That the Comforter will come. Who is the Comforter? That is the Holy Spirit. The God that will bring everything to your remembrance. The God that will energize you. That will strengthen you. That will give you the ability to do what other you cannot do. Until you grow to that level, you are not going to grow. I pray that you know God will see and choose Jesus' name.
I know the boss.
I don't know.
One thing I know.
One thing I know.
That whereas I was blind.
I was blind.
Now I see.
Now I see. From today you will see.
Amen.
You will see yourself as God is seeing you.
Amen.
The Bible says, right from the days of God, you are seeing it now. The kingdom of God is suffering violence, and violent men are taking it by force. I'm speaking to you, my brother, my sister. As you are watching this video, listen, I want to let you know that being in church does not mean that you are in Christ. As a servant of the Most High God, that you are supposed to sing His praise in this generation, I want to let you know, until my eyes were opened, though I was born in the church, but I never knew God. Until I had an encounter with Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. That is when everything about me begins to turn around for good. Amen.
Amen.
There is a potential in you. If the Holy Ghost does not open your eyes to discover it, you will die as a commoner. You will die in poverty. Whereas He created you and gave you wealth, He gave you authority, He gave you part of the decree concerning your life. How do you want your life to be? Good or bad? You have your choice. From today, you say, Lord, if death is my worship. Because if you know God, you will do exploits. The word of God says, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong and do exploits. You cannot do exploits with their power. You cannot do exploits with the famous stories of a woman. You cannot do extra so you give yourself, now you call it there, now you call it there. No! You must know God. Hence, Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi that I may know you and be part of this resolution. You are going to lift up one of this morning and say that I may know you.
I know
you. And be part of this resolution. The grace to know me is given to you. Put the rest in the lap of Jesus' name very much. And let's keep those rights in our hearts. In Jesus' name.